be here to try. This beautiful creature must die. A death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the flesh you so fancifully fry is not succulent, tasty or kind. It's death for no reason, and death for no reason. And the cart that you cart with a smile, it is murder. And the turkey you festively slice, it is murder. Do you know how animals die? Kitchen aromas are very high. Not comforting, cheery or kind. It's sizzling blood and the unholy stench of murder. It's not natural, noble or kind. The flesh you so fancifully fry, the meat in your mouth as you savor the flavor of murder.
Time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. It's time for You Talking to Me. I'm your host.
You're listening to CJA.
Big JD. And it seems that fantasy sports has become about as important as the games themselves for sports lovers. Those of you not familiar with the game of fantasy sports, well, get ready to learn what it's all about, how it works, and how you can get involved. Now, for those of you playing already, you may find some tips in today's show to improve your game. On the line, we have Ryan Lulick, a longtime fantasy sports player, former high school football star, and game announcer for Livingston County's 93.5 FM, WHMI. And with me here in the studio is fantasy sports commissioner, YMCA sports coach, and host of Collegeville podcast, Jason Broniak. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, Big JD, how are you?
Ryan, you on the line there? Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
That's good. So we're talking fantasy sports today.
Exactly.
Jason, you both do interesting work with regards to sports. Tell us about the work you do at the YMCA.
I am a coach for the YMCA right now for their seasonal program for their 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 year old programs. Right now, I just finished their soccer season not too long ago. Over the summer, I was their baseball/t-ball coach, which entails a lot of things as far as like coaching, preparing the other volunteers and coaches, and hands-on with the YMCA and the parents and the members of the organization itself.
That's cool. Ryan, you announced game highlights for 93.5 FM. That must be fun.
Oh, it's a blast. You go out there. It's in Livingston County. You go out and do a football game every Friday. Next, this week is playoffs coming up. And you go out there and see some great competition. Good high school football players. Learn a lot about them. See some kid getting full rides at Notre Dame. Found one last week and a full ride to Cincinnati. I really think the only bad part about it is being on the sideline, not being able to put some pads on and go out there myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you miss those days?
Exactly, man. Going out there and knocking the snot out of somebody was pretty fun.
So explain to us, Ryan, what fantasy sports is.
All right, what fantasy sports is, we'll say football. It's an 8, 10, 12-man league, and every football player in there, and in the NFL, will be in a pool in your categories of quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kickers, defense. You'll get your draft order of all your guys, of your people in your league, and you start drafting them.
Right.
Draft every player, go all through all rounds, mostly 20 to 22 rounds. And then on Sundays and Mondays, when football games are on, those players, when they score, you get those points, and head-to-head competition against another opponent in your league, got the most points wins.
Cool. Jason, let's talk about managing a fantasy league. How many involved with that, and what's the commissioner's job? Are there other people managing as well?
Well, as far as the commissioner goes, it's pretty much the organizer of the league itself, of the, like what Ryan mentioned, is as far as the 8 to 10. Our league that I run right now with my friends and family is a 12-man league. But as far as the responsibility for the commissioner, is pretty much the head organizer as far as getting, if there's finances involved or if there's, draft times and, things like that involved, regulating if anyone has any particular questions or anything about the league that might be questionable or different than other rules, because sometimes the rules can change between leagues just, depending on the, the choice of the league itself.
Right.
So what happens is that I am, as far as it goes, I'm pretty much the mouthpiece of the league as far as getting everyone organized on the same page and making sure the rules and regulations are being followed and making sure everyone's having a good time for the most part.
All right, Ryan, let's talk about fantasy sports as a form of gambling. I realize it's legal. What do you think about, like, young kids playing? And, as far as legalities are concerned, is that cool for kids to be playing? Is it okay at any age? And do you think kids should be supervised as far as, it being a form of gambling or what they're doing maybe with money and whatnot? And do some people play for no money?
People play for no money. There's a lot of no league, no money leagues. That's where I don't find a problem wrong with kids who are 12 years old. If they're on a website where they didn't put no money into it, and it's on there having fun, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if they're getting to some leagues where it costs a little bit of money, most 12-year-old kids don't have money, so it's kind of hard for them to pay. If they lose it, to pay the money up. But there's a lot of leagues that, NFL.com, ESPN. Every league kind of now does something where it's for free. You can go and play, people from all over the world. And I think the reason it is kind of legal is because, they know where the money is. It's on a website. The money's not going to be bouncing around. It's nothing sneaky or shady about it. It's just it's a good thing about kids, too. They get to know more about sports.
What do you think?
It's a good thing.
Oh, how about you, Jason?
Well, as far as I played as a kid, actually, when I was about 10 or 11 years old. So I actually played. So I played with, my dad was the one who's owner of the league, but he pretty much gave me all, designated all full responsibilities for it.
Right.
So
were you betting money?
I personally wasn't, but he was the one who's fronting the money there. But as far as that goes, I played for non-league monies as well. Ran leagues as, free leagues and both in multiple sports, not even just football, basketball, baseball, hockey. So you can have a good time for free as well. Even though there's a gambling aspect to it, it's not necessarily the sole factor for fantasy sports.
All right. And just to be clear on the legalities of it, I want to go through some of this Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006. the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006, which was an amendment to the larger and unrelated SafePort Act, included carve-out language that clarified the legality of fantasy sports. It was signed into law on October 13, 2006 by President George W. Bush, and the act it makes transactions from banks or similar institutions to online gambling sites illegal, with the notable exceptions of fantasy sports, online lotteries, and horse harness racing. Now, the bill specifically exempts fantasy sports games, educational games, and any online content that, and here's the clincher here, that has an outcome that reflects the relative knowledge of the participants or their skill at physical reaction or physical manipulation, but not chance, and in the case of fantasy or simulation sports game, has an outcome that is determined predominantly by accumulated statistical results of sporting events, including any non-participants' individual performances in such sporting events. So that if, based on statistics, if you kind of can know the outcome of what might happen, that's how they get around this, that it is legal. If it's up to only chance, that's illegal gambling, I guess, is the way they... And it goes on to say, all prizing must be determined in advance. Is all prizing determined in advance, Jason?
Yes. Yes, it
is. We already know who's going to be, you know, getting what on the payouts, you know, where the money goes, how much our transactions are. Everything's kind of listed right on our website for us.
Okay, and that stuff doesn't change?
No, I mean... I guess as a league, like Jason Professor is the commissioner, if they wanted to, you know, do the pay amount, they, most everyone in the league kind of agrees on what the pay is going to be. First place will get a certain amount. Second place will get something, you know, and so forth.
Yes, and to continue on with Brian, to elaborate just a little bit more as far as the payout goes, it is always beforehand what the settling the payout is. You know, first prize is usually obviously the largest prize. Second, you know, so on and so forth. And then there's times where there's unique prizes as well. You know, sometimes you can add a third or fourth, or you can give it to the regular season champion, you know, things like that, or the one who scores the most points throughout the year. So you can, you know, little different ways as far as the payouts go. Not necessarily just, you know, straight up winner takes all.
Exactly. Like in our football league, on FanBall, we have just first place wins. First place wins like $1,000, but every week we have a weekly winner. So the guy who scored the most points gets an extra $10 every week. And then when it comes to playoff time, if you advance in a round of the playoffs, you get $50 right there.
Okay. And Jason, how about the ability to cut, trade, sign? You can do all these different things like you would in a sports game?
Yeah, you would be like a pseudo general manager. Not as, you would get to control players as far as, like, you know, keeping a track as far as when's the bye weeks and who's playing when, and the matchups and things like that, and kind of be like, kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like a video game scenario to that, but you know the players going into them are actually playing. It's not like you get to control and manipulate the players like a Madden video game.
Right.
So you get to control, cut, add, you know, change the lineup as, you know, much as necessary to, you know, make your lineup as, you know, competitive as possible.
And, Ryan, how about what on like the other side of the coin? What does fantasy sports mean to you, more on a personal level, maybe a camaraderie and that type of thing? How does that work?
You know, I love fantasy sports. It's something that me and a group of my buddies, we've been together for 7 years. We do football, basketball, and baseball all year round, and we can't wait for it because, you know, it's something. People are getting older now. You have families, get married, you drift apart a little bit. And to have this fantasy sports, you know, keeps you still right next to each other. You get to brag, talk stuff, you know, talk a little trash to each other. Like last year, I was the fantasy football DVDA, fantasy football champion. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to talk a little trash to some of my buddies back and forth.
And do you also play any fantasy sports with people that you don't know online and that type of thing?
Yeah, I did a couple times before. I did a free site, and then girlfriend's dad, big NASCAR fan. I am not a NASCAR fan. But I went on the website, showed him how to do it, how to set it all up, and it was free. I mean, it was kind of cool.
Cool. And that's fiance's dad there, buddy, isn't it? Or is that...
Thank you, Big JD.
Jason, how about you? Do you play with friends, or do you do other stuff
I play
too?
With family and friends. Pretty much half the league is actually family of mine,
Cool.
And then the other half is friends. So, and then, like I said, there is a camaraderie, but also there's a family aspect to it, too, because like I mentioned before with my father, we played together, and it was kind of a father-son moment, you know, as I was doing the grunt work and enjoyed every bit of it, but he's the one, you know, he's the one who loved it, and we kind of both, you know, bonded on that front.
Well, that's cool. We're going to take a quick break and be back shortly with some statistics and more fun on fantasy sports. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. And want to also let you know that Pledge Week, I guess it is coming up soon. So we're going to be doing that next week. Next week's show, I won't have an interview, actually, but we'll be taking pledges. So that's going to be something different and cool for me.
We here at CGM, all 150 of us, will hold our first ever pledge drive at our new home, 99.1 FM, starting October 29th and running until November 5th. As many of you know, our signal has changed, and this year's drive revolves around our efforts to reach more of you through a power increase. We also want to double our wattage, and that's exactly what's up. That's also what makes this the Rally for Reach. Doubling our power is not going to be free, so it's during this one time of year that we hold CGM's annual pledge drive, where we ask you, our listeners, for your contributions to improve our signal reach, our programming, and in turn, our services to the community. So stay tuned for more announcements from CGM.ca and your very own CGM 99.1 FM, including news of our always fashionable CGM Pledge Drive gifts. CGM's Pledge Drive runs from October 29th to November 5th.
You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Okay, back with Ryan and Jason on Fantasy Sports.
You're listening to You Talking to Me.
That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD.
Big JD.
So how about some, what do you know about statistics in fantasy sports? Anything in particular? I mean, I know that a lot of people are playing, and I have some statistics here. Do you guys know just how huge this is?
As far as the actual players going on, or the sport as a whole?
I think people playing.
No, lay the stats on us. Me and Ryan both probably would like to know that.
It's estimated by the Fantasy Sports Trade Association that 29.9 million people aged 12 and above in the U.S. and Canada played fantasy sports in 2007. A prior study by the FSTA showed 19.4 million people aged 12 and above in the U.S. and Canada played fantasy sports in 2006, and over 34 million people had ever played fantasy sports. A 2006 study showed 22% of U.S. adult males 18 to 49 years old with internet access play fantasy sports. Fantasy sports is estimated to have a $3 to $4 billion annual economic impact across the sports industry.
Wow, that's
that is crazy.
And we're talking 2006 here, 2007. So,
like, you know, Jason will agree with this. I mean, just look at mostly in football. You don't hear about any other sports, but how many regular football players do fantasy too? I mean, it is just huge. If not just regular average Joes like us doing it. Regular people who play football do fantasy football.
Yeah, NFL players themselves are in leagues themselves, and, you know, as far as amongst them friends and even, you know, charities and along those different lines there.
Right. Before we get into discussing the game itself, fantasy sports, you know, and how it kind of works, I just want to ask you guys quickly, do you play the fantasy sports game that you like? I mean, if you like football, is that what you play? Or do you think or find that a lot of people also play other ones just, you know, to maybe win the money kind of thing as a, you know, form of...
You take that first, Jay.
I guess I get the hard question first. No, as far as it goes, like, I would say some people play mostly for fun. I wouldn't say, you know, as far as the gambling-wise goes, they're not really professional fantasy football players. If they're going to be gamblers, they're going to actually just gamble in the games themselves. They're not going to play fantasy football. It's too elaborate of a series.
Right, okay.
So instead of, you know, playing each and every week.
There's too much involved in it.
There's too much involved and not enough payout where they can play all, you know, 12 to 15 games each week.
Right.
And, you know, they can make more off of that just based on their knowledge if they're a professional gambler.
Okay.
I think most people do the sports that, you know, that they know. Like, I do baseball, basketball, football.
Right.
I would try hockey, I guess, but I'm not a big fan of it anymore. Everything's a lockout. I didn't really know a lot of the guys. But I think a lot of people do it just because, it, you know, it is a thing. If
I didn't know very many football players until I got into it, and you just learn so much more about the game. As long as it's cheap, like our fancy basketball we do, it's $30, and it's not very fun, but it's $30. You get to keep with the, you know, the guys, like I said, talk some trash and just learn more about the game. It makes the basketball game more fun. You're watching it for a reason.
Yeah, you do. You definitely pay attention to games that you would have no reason to. Like, I know when I did fantasy basketball, there was random games of teams across the country that I had no real intents and purposes that I would be following. Like,
right.
Why would I follow these teams? But since if there was a guy in there that needed 4 rebounds to help me win the category for the week, I would go.
Exactly.
I would go nuts for it. But if it was besides that, I would not. I could care less about, you know, these two random teams I have no affiliation with.
Hey, Ryan, how would a couple of guys that maybe haven't played fantasy sports get started? What would they do? Where would they look?
You know, first thing I would say is make sure you get your guys. You know, get your 8 to 10, 12, get your league started.
Okay.
And then you go on to, I like this league a lot, it's a little more the first one. It's CBS.com. Mm-hmm. Every year, you know, they mail you a poster board. You get the stickers with all the guys' names on it. But you can go to NFL.com. There's one that I tried this year. Jason's in it with me. It's free, and I'm the commissioner in there. But most of the times when you're in a free website, commissioners can't do a lot of adjusting. And in NFL League, you can, and it's a lot of video play. So NFL League kind of moved up on my board. I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that things won't have all the stats of all your guys, you know, of from the next year, your players to keep. Like me and my buddies, we're in Fanball. So from the past 7 years, we have all those stats of, you know, who are the best player and who's ranked highest in the league and this and that.
Right, okay. Jason, you played when you were pretty young with your dad.
Yeah.
How were you guys, was the internet involved then? Or
The internet was not involved at all.
Okay, it so was, how did that change things? Or how was it before, and then how did it change things?
From before, it was actually probably, the reason why I probably didn't, fantasy sports didn't take off was because of the internet, just because it was so difficult to manage, because you would have to literally wait till the following 2 days or day afterwards of the actual stats to be printed in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
So the commissioner, which I don't have to worry about that as a commissioner now, would literally have to go to the box scores, handwrite, and do the math of each and every game of each and every player and calculate it and then post it for whoever else is playing. So
okay, now you say post it, though. If there wasn't really internet and that kind of thing, were you guys, like, how was everybody?
Like actual posting it, like on
okay,
like a sign.
Put it somewhere. Okay.
Put a sign. Like
where everybody can go look at it.
Yeah, if it's like right. a bunch of work buddies or whatever, they would post it on the wall or make copies and hand it out to their friends there. You know, as far as it goes, yeah, not posting it like internet posting, like posting it like on a
right,
sign.
Right, okay. Hey, Ryan, now, some tips for folks that may be already playing.
Exactly.
Maybe you can lay some of that stuff on listeners.
I actually got some.
I'm taking notes, Ryan, too, because I need help right now.
You got some information there? You still with us?
Ryan, are you still there?
It looks like we might have lost Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Maybe, I think he had some stuff there. Might have hit a wrong button on his phone, and I don't think we're going to have him for the remainder of the show, I guess.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Well, we'll keep this line open, actually, in case he pops back up somehow, but it's unlikely it's going to happen. Do you have any...
Well, I was joking with Ryan, but I do, as far as fantasy, the waiver lines right now, it's bye weeks times right now, which means some teams are not playing right now. So you got to keep an eye who's playing, who's not playing. Favorable matchups, because now you can kind of get the tendencies of the teams of who's good and who's not so good.
Right.
So you can kind of, you know, pick up guys who are for favorable matchups right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, probably the biggest hottest ticket for quarterback-wise is probably Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. He was out for suspension for some unseemly things, and now he's back in the league, and he's putting up some solid numbers, so he might be available in a lot of leagues.
Okay. What about any of the other... Do you only play football, or...
I have played. Well? I played multiple sports as far as that goes. I played football. I played basketball, baseball, hockey. I've done them all. All 1 year, I've done each sport each year. So there was a solid year and a half where there was not a day of some fantasy football adjustment I had to make, or fantasy basketball or hockey. So it gets a little daunting after a while. So I kind of tapered it down to football and sometimes baseball, just to give myself a winter break, more or less. But
Are there any like tips or tricks or anything like that to watch for, you know, or to do, be aware of while you're playing this? I mean, not so much in knowing, you know, the analyzing how things are going up and down and that sort of thing, but as far as just things to maybe do or not do in the course of the game? Is there anything like that? Like,
well, do or not do, probably the biggest thing is always adjust your lineups as far as it goes. The biggest pet peeve amongst fantasy people as far as that goes, I know as a commissioner, I keep track. People who don't keep update, you know, their lineup, just putting people in, that's the most frustrating thing, because it kind of, you know, defeats the purpose of competition because you're not even participating. So that makes things a little difficult there. As far as general strategies go, I would say, you know, any book or magazine or even online at the various websites that Ryan mentioned earlier will give you general strategy techniques. So if you're brand new, you can, you know, gain some basic information as far as how to go about and take some, you know, general tactics for it. Now, if you're a little bit more involved, like say myself or Ryan, you might have a more distinct strategy because you know your friends, you know what they're going to plan on doing beforehand. So you might be trying to do a little bit of one-upsmanship where you're trying to sneak some players before they get them and, you know, trade bait and things along those lines.
Okay, what's maybe a good place for listeners to go to check out online sports, some of the websites maybe? Or
The general websites that Ryan mentioned, he mentioned Fanball. NFL.com is a big one because that's the National Football League itself. Mm-hmm. The league that I've been participating in is usually through Yahoo, which is actually a very well-organized way to go about it. AOL. There's multiple websites as far as that goes. CBS Sports is another one that's very popular amongst fantasy football players or sports players in general. So those are about four or five good leads there. That alone, ESPN.com obviously has a whole itinerary or a whole plethora of information that you can pick from, both, you know, detailed information about leagues itself or to start your league itself.
All righty. And, well, we're just about out of time here, so maybe you can tell us a little bit about your podcast, for one thing.
Okay, my podcast. It's a little bit behind the ball as far as scheduling. It's called the Collegeville Podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to Michigan State University. I am an alum there, so it's quite a, you know, it's going to be a sports show with an MSU slant or, you know, pro Michigan State. I'm not going to be too biased for it. I'm going to be trying as objective as possible. I know it's very hard to do, but being a fan of that particular university and alumni of the university. So that's what it's going to be dedicated to. We might insert a little bit more fun things as far as like a college atmosphere to it. You know, my friend Jeremy Martin there is going to be a writer for it. So he's going to be, you know, writing some pieces to elaborate. Might throw some fun things up there and try and encourage some interactive with the students and, you know, people from Michigan State to participate.
Right. And not getting too into, you know, other radio station here on CJM or whatever, but I mean, you're doing an internship right now for Jay Tower's show?
Yes, I am.
That's
really
cool.
Yeah, I'm the morning intern. I'm doing some prep work there. I'm not really on the, you know, front of the microphone. So as far as that goes, I'm mostly behind the scenes. So if you call in, things like that, I might answer the phone. But as far as hearing my you know, beautiful voice here, as I always like to make fun of myself.
Hey, sounds good.
You know, you won't be hearing that directly on that particular station yet.
Okay, well, we're out of time. I really appreciate being with us, Jason, on the show, and Ryan as well. Maybe he's listening, I don't know, but unfortunately we lost him, and so that's the breaks, I guess, how things go.
That's how the radio business goes sometimes.
All right, appreciate you being on the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Big JD.
All right, well, these guys know their stuff when it comes to sports, whether it's fantasy or otherwise. And for those of you who are into sports or maybe not into the fantasy game, sounds like it'd be lots of fun. And heads up, next week is pledge week here at CJM, so I'll be here with another programmer from the station taking your pledges. So hopefully you'll be calling during the show. And there will not be an actual interview next week because of that. And I'll be here live for your phone calls. We really need your support for community programming, so I look forward to chatting with some You Talking to Me listeners next week. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.
Do not adjust your frequency. You are about to enter a dimension of sight, a dimension of sound, a dimension of mind, a dimension that redefines radio in Windsor and Detroit. You are now entering CJAM 99.1 FM.
Show this Friday, and we need to practice.
Yeah,
I forgot. Oh, I know where to go.
Jam Space.
That's right, Jam Space, located 2680 OLED Ave. Jam Space is Windsor's rehearsal facility and recording studio, with three premium sound treated rooms equipped.